It's here and now. Officials in Virginia are providing more details about that horrendous shooting of a TV reporter and cameraman outside of Roanoke, Virginia, early this morning. It aired live during a broadcast. We've chosen not to air the sound of the shooting. The suspect, Vester Flanagan, is dead. Police say he shot himself as they closed in on his getaway car and later died. Flanagan is described as a disgruntled former employee of station WDBJ. Franklin County Sheriff Bill Overton described a 23-page fax that Flanagan called Bryce Williams on air, sent to ABC News this morning.
It certainly goes to show where the gentleman's mind was the night before, or what was taking place there, that there was some forethought given as to the chain of events that would happen.
The journalists who died, Allison Parker and cameraman Adam Ward, were both in their 20s. Sandy Hausman is a reporter with WVTF and Virginia Public Radio. And Sandy, it sounds like their colleagues and probably viewers of that morning show are reeling.
Absolutely. The station, of course, was in many ways like a family. People who work there said as much. The suspect is 41 years old. He apparently shot himself following a chase along Interstate 66. Earlier, the suspect, Mr. Flanagan, had tweeted that one of his victims, 27-year-old cameraman Adam Ward, had complained to Human Resources after working with him once. And the suspect claimed in a tweet that his second victim, 24-year-old Allison Parker, made racist remarks. An Equal Employment Opportunities Commission complaint was filed against her, but an investigation found no basis for it, and that complaint was dismissed. Flanagan, who, as you say, was known as Bryce Williams on the air, is black. Both victims were white. ABC News says it received a 23-page manifesto from someone named Bryce Williams, and that document has now been turned over to investigators.
So there is background to this, assuredly, and there are shootings as horrendous as they are, but this one broadcast live. How are people in the area responding to that? I know you're just reporting on it now as it's happening, but people saw this.
Yeah, it was a terrible thing to watch. Allison Parker was interviewing a local official about economic development in Smith Mountain Lake, a resort community about an hour from Roanoke. Viewers saw the two on camera talking, and then you hear the shots being fired and screams. And the camera apparently fell to the ground and caught a glimpse of Flanagan pointing a handgun at the lens. It's really chilling. Yeah. Later, Flanagan tweeted that he had actually recorded the shooting and posted the video to Facebook.
Yeah. And that's all been scrubbed from social media, all his tweets on the Facebook. From watching on air, watching the various people from WDBJ come on air, they've been covering this all morning. They all look so young. And apparently, Allison Parker and Adam Ward, again in their 20s, were in relationships. Here's again WDBJ General Manager Jeffrey Marks talking about that.
They both were in love, and we'll talk about that a little more with other members of the team here. And our hearts are broken, and our sympathies go to the entire staff here, but also the parents and family of Adam Ward and Allison Parker, who were just out doing their job today.
Yeah. Sandy Hausman, people are going to be weighing in on this, I know, looking at it from different ways of looking at something through the cultural prism. You've got social media, you've got live television, you've got, all of this combining. But just staying with the journalistic aspect of this, television journalists know they're visible. They're often in the middle of chaos with Klieg lights on them. Reporters are always umbilically tied to their cameramen. These are very close relationships. They're literally connected by their equipment. What are the reporters in town saying about, being targets?
I have not heard much from other reporters. I think in a strange way, we feel that we are not vulnerable, that there's something about being a journalist, being an observer that sets you apart from real life events. And so this makes the shooting today doubly shocking. Memorials are pouring into the station. You made mention of relationships. Allison Parker was actually engaged to one of the news anchors from the station. Mm-hmm. The two had just moved in together. They recently celebrated her birthday. And her fiancé released this heartbreaking statement saying that they were very much in love. They were together about 9 months. He said it was the best 9 months of their lives. She was the most radiant woman he had ever met. And for some reason, he said, she loved me back. The cameraman who was killed was also engaged to a member of the news team, the producer of that morning show. So, again, truly heartbreaking. And the cameraman, Mr. Ward, was a graduate of Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech, of course, put a statement out decrying more senseless gun violence. One of Ward's professors, Robert Denton, described him as a delightful person. He worked hard. You could tell he loved what he was doing. He wasn't afraid to pitch in and do whatever was necessary for the broadcast. He did whatever was needed with a smile and with grace.
Sandy Hausman of Virginia Public Radio, thank you.
Thank you.
Here and Now, a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.